So yesterday there was a conversation about university and first round offers, and one of the popular courses that was mentioned was the marine biology course at Deakin University in Warrnambool. But that prompted a text message from one of our listeners, Sue, and it went along like this. If you are start walking the Yarrawee River from White Flat all the way to Magpie Primary School, the sight and smell of pollution will make you feel unwell. And I thought that this was worth following up. So what prompted you to let us know about this?
Oh, well, when I was listening to the person from Deakin speaking about the different courses that are quite popular at the moment, one of them was marine biology, and it got me thinking about the health of our rivers and rivers that I've grown up around. And now I'm living in Ballarat. I often walk the Yarrawee River and spend a bit of time around that river. And I've just a bit concerned about the health of the Yarrawee, and particularly around the sewage treatment works down in Delacombe or Sebastopol, I think. I've ridden down there and walked down there, and it's quite, the smell can be offensive sometimes, and I'm fairly sure it's around the sewage treatment works, and it just makes me wonder about how well the wastewater of Ballarat is being treated before it's actually being discharged into the Yarrawee River, because the river is does eventually run into the ocean and into Bass Strait, and anything that starts here ends up in the ocean and picks up everything along the way. So it's very concerning that, you know, we're all the waterways are connected, and I just thought I'd just put my two bobs worth in about that.
Well, a pleasant walk along a river, that's a great way to stay fit and also breathe in the fresh air. But the fresh air aspect, that's not what you're experiencing at all. Tell me what it's like going on that 70-minute walk from, say, White Flat out to Magpie Primary School.
Yeah, well, it starts at White Flat. The Yarrawee goes under Ballarat because it was built over in the Gold Rush days or soon afterwards, apparently. It's a river from the Gong and comes down, and I think it goes underground and comes out south of Dana Street at White Flat, and it's actually being concreted in and is for a certain, for about 200 or 300 metres, which is a concern in itself because it's not a very natural waterway as it is there. And then it the concrete finishes and then it meanders its way south towards Magpie and down towards Empolians. But the section that I walk and ride is, it's quite pretty in some areas, and there has been a fair bit of work on the paths to fix those up, which has been quite good to see. But the river is really quite depressing to look at because it's often full of garbage and rubbish and plastic bags, and I even saw a mop in there a while ago. I couldn't go in and fish it out. I wanted to. And then when you get down towards the sewage treatment works, there is a smell which probably for a few hundred metres, it's quite, depending on the day, it can be quite offensive. It just makes me wonder, is this the best we can do? You know, like, there's meant to be, you know, aquatic life in this river, and I don't think anything could really live in the river there or even further downstream. Maybe that might improve down Napoleons and beyond, but it's pretty stagnant and very smelly and full of rubbish. And, yeah, it'd be lovely one day to see it healthy enough just for people to swim in somewhere, have a few water holes. But,
I'm tipping you wouldn't want to go swimming in there now, would you?
Absolutely not. I'd swim in Wenderee, Lake Wenderee, before I'd swim in the Yarrawee River. You wouldn't eat anything out of there if you fished anything out. It's extremely polluted. And I've been down at Napoleons and the Cambrian Hill where it flows through Cambrian Hill, and done some work down there with a little environmental group and planting trees. And often I can fill up plastic bags full of garbage bags full of rubbish. And it's just all, you know, it can be parking tickets and it can be like all sorts of, you know, cans, bottles, just everything that's just come down through the stormwater, really, basically. And it doesn't smell that good, whether that's a residual from the treatment plants as well. So, yeah, look, you wouldn't swim in it. You wouldn't really, touch it if you didn't have to, sadly.
So part of this, of course, is the responsibility of people not doing the right thing, but the other is also the cleanup. Who have you spoken with about actually getting some of that work done to make sure it is the sort of place that you'd want to go for a walk along?
Look, I know that there are some wonderful people around Ballarat that actually I'm not connected to. There is a group of people, I think they're involved with a master plan as well. I wouldn't mind connecting up with them one day, but I haven't had the chance to yet. But I think that they do conduct clean-up days and sessions where people can go and clean, help pull rubbish out of the river. So I think there's a lot of people around Ballarat that care very much for the Yarrawee River. And I'm hoping that the master plan is actually engaging with the Central Highlands Water, which who I think are responsible for the water treatment there. I'm not sure about that, so I can't speak for that. But
sure.
I think that there's, you know, a few stakeholders, and I think everyone, you know, who's got an interest should be, you know, consulted and brought to the table on it, I think.
Central Highlands Water has spoken with us, and they have told us that Central Highlands Water does not discharge wastewater into the White Flat area. The Ballarat South Wastewater Treatment Plant licence discharge point is downstream of Whitehorse Road and flows to the south of Ballarat. Central Highlands Water is not aware of any odour or visual pollution relating to the water going from the plant to Yarrawee River. Ballarat South Wastewater Treatment Plant utilises modern and complex process to treat the wastewater to the required environment standards. This process is commonly used throughout Australia and worldwide. If you have any information for Central Highlands to pass on specific concerns about wastewater, phone them on 1800 061 514 or email customer.inquiries@chw.net.au.